KMJ News Time is 7:49, and if it's Monday and it's 7:49, that means we get to talk with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you a couple of days ago, or I guess it was a week ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move on. Was it exciting for you as it was for me?
No, it was, and it was exciting to see you guys win the best morning radio show again for the sixth time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a fun night, great night at Pardini's, and great food, and again, good chatting with you. Well, Josh Allen has led the Buffalo Bills to the second-best record in the National Football League. They actually share that with three other teams. Josh doing a ton of stuff on the field. Off the field, he's about to do a whole bunch of stuff for helping some folks in Fresno and Wyoming and in Buffalo.
Yeah, essentially, he's going to be paying off some bills for people that probably really need it. You know, for the Central Valley has a lot of love for Josh, Fireball High standout, and now superstar quarterback for the Bills. He's partnered with a Colorado public benefit corporation called ForgiveCo, and they plan to purchase $10 million in consumer debt. And their plan is to forgive the debt once they purchase it, and they're just going to make it go away like a holiday gift. This is what they're referring to as debt of necessity. It's going to be for people in the Fresno area, in Wyoming, where Josh played his college ball, and in Buffalo, of course, his new home, where they love him probably just as much as we do. So ForgiveCo is in the business of buying debt in bulk, similar to what debt collectors do for pennies on the dollar. This debt we're talking about could include mortgages, credit cards, utilities, auto loans, high interest lending. You kind of get selected for this. There's no way to apply. So what happens is if your debt is forgiven, you'll get a letter from ForgiveCo and Josh Allen probably by the end of this month. So how this works is celebrities kind of partner with ForgiveCo to help raise the profile of their own brands and to do something good for people who are struggling. ForgiveCo, you know, writes this off for tax purposes, and this is going to be probably about nearly $4,000 forgiven for about 2,600 people. And hopefully we'll be able to find some people who benefited and share that story too. But some good news from something great that Josh Allen is doing for us.
You know, you look at Josh Allen, where he comes from, and Fireball, then Reedley High, you know, the Central Valley, a good working class, you know, more of a blue collar area, but people care about their neighbors, they care about their communities. And that was the same community he played in Laramie, Wyoming, for the Wyoming Cowboys. And that's the kind of community he's in Buffalo right now. This really just sort of follows who he is.
Yeah, it really does. And the blue collar thing, now that you mention it, it totally tracks because those are all, you know, areas. It's not coastal U.S. It's just kind of meat and potatoes.
Yeah, no question. Like. Yeah, meat and potatoes. That's perfect. And we're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Well, Mercedes-Benz of Fresno is moving, sort of. Maybe who is running them? That's gonna shift.
Yeah, so Scott and his wife, Katie Beal, have been associated with Mercedes-Benz of Fresno for a long time. So they purchased the dealership, with Scott becoming dealer principal in 2019. But Scott has worked for Mercedes-Benz Fresno since 2003, and he has a total of 36 years in auto sales. So that could be an explanation of why the Beals have decided to sell Mercedes-Benz of Fresno to the Alpha Auto Group, which is a growing chain of auto dealers based in Toronto, Canada. The deal also includes Central Valley Fleet Sales and Service, which is another dealership that the Beals owned. Alpha Auto Group is the new owner, who the Beals referred to as an outstanding buyer, is chosen because of their commitment to employees and community. They thought it was just a good, seamless fit. Scott told us he's probably going to slow down a bit. He didn't want to say the R word of retirement, but he says, you know, his friends know that he can't stand still for very long, and he has some other business deals kind of working in his head, so he wants to go see what's up with those. So with this sale, the Beals have sold off all of their holdings. Back in August, they sold the Jaguar Land Rover dealership they owned in L.A. to a luxury dealer chain called U.S. Auto Trust. So Alpha Auto Group is new to Fresno. They have 13 dealerships, mostly in Canada, a few in Oregon. They have all brands, including Acura, BMW, Honda, Hyundai, Mini, Subaru, and Toyota. Mercedes-Benz is a Fresno with CEO Kuldeep Billen's first Mercedes dealership and the group's first dealership in California. So just want to extend a welcome to Alpha Auto Group to the Fresno market. You know, it's a great market, and we're glad to have them.
All right. Well said. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Checks in with us every Monday at about 7:50. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.